Hey, hey, it's Karen, and welcome to the spoken word part of today's blog post entitled, "And Now for a Message from the Creative Force." There are so many fantastic conversations going on lately, all stemming from this whole artistic voice idea. I see it in communities where participants from my workshops and retreats gather, but also in the greater artistic community, who is experiencing an even more persistent ahem from their creative souls than ever before. I'm kind of excited about that. Many of them are feeling dissatisfied with their work, photographic and otherwise, sensing that there is just something more, and longing for an ever deeper connection to their greater vision. So today's post is really a stream of consciousness that just came pouring in recently about all of this. And instead of just coming in visually, it actually showed up conveniently prepackaged with words. Hooray! Translation has been the hardest part of this whole movement, so I'm excited about the words. Words are such powerful little beasts. Okay, so the creative force. Now you'll find the concept dictionary defined as having the ability or power to create. Now personally, I see and experience it as a most potent and mystical force unto itself, always seeking an outlet through which to manifest itself into our physical, in quotes, you can't see my fingers doing it, but in quote, reality, seriously, in quote, reality. Anyway, in much the same way seismic forces move through the earth, leaving tremors and earthquakes in its wake, so the creative force runs through all of us, leaving inspiration and greater vision as its mark. As it finds ways to bubble up within us, it inhabits and enlivens our very cells. It regenerates, rejuvenates, and yes, it even heals. Some prefer to think of the creative force simply as creativity. That works. Or art. Others see it as higher self, or the voice of God speaking through and to them. In all cases, the experience of it is a rush. It feels like an opening, an upliftment, or upliftment, get it? You might feel lighter, more artistic, just better about yourself, or astounded and delighted, as I invariably do. There really is nothing like it. It truly is the voice of your soul, speaking, singing, seeking a way to create in this oh-so-physical realm. Its endgame? Freedom and joy, even as it cycles back to its divine source to begin again. It's like inflow, outflow, you know, natural rhythms. When the creative force makes its appearance with its delicious inflow inhale of inspiration, we have the opportunity to give it a voice through our finest creations, whatever they may be, whether it's through photography, art, music, words, actions, kindness, just plain better thoughts, which of course, better thoughts spins the wheel on our next great reality selection. Heck, even life itself. The creative force is constant, as are the seismic forces in the earth. What it seeks is an opening, souls willing to create its exquisite reflections in the world, each of which bear the imprint of its divine magic. The important thing to remember is, get busy and create something with it. No matter how feeble the attempt may feel to you, taking action on your creative impulses completes the cycle and leaves the equivalent of a cheery, bright, neon, "Creative Force, welcome here" sign in front of your house. And this is all of what's behind what I call the artistic voice. The whole concept of artistic voice, in its purest form, means literally giving voice to what this creative force is yearning to express through you. This is light of the highest kind. And after all, light transforms life, as well as art and existence. And as photographers, light is our artistic medium. Now, how cool is that? Which brings me to Seth and Gregory. Both of these gentlemen have unique perspectives on why all this matters. And I think different perspectives on the same notions are always useful and oh so fascinating, I must say. And you know what else? I would love to hear your perspectives in the comments below. Till next time.